email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
It being Monday, Conor Pope is on the line. And if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues, pricewatch@rte.ie. Good afternoon, Conor.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. So we'll get straight to this because of Seamus Hart. He's sitting in front of me. He wants to sing another song before we finish up today.
Okay.
Right. Hi, Conor. I'm raging. I was at a dance night in a hotel at the weekend and I left my coat into the cloakroom. At the end of the night, when I went to collect it, it wasn't there. The hotel have told me they don't have any responsibility and I left the coat in at my own risk. Surely, if I pay for them to mind my coat, they have an obligation to actually mind my coat.
Yeah, you'd imagine that would be the case, but unfortunately, it isn't. So I would have imagined that the hotel cloakroom, like indeed all cloakrooms and all nightclubs and wherever you find a cloakroom, they almost certainly had a sign saying no responsibility is taken for lost or stolen items. And you might think that would have no legal weight, but in fact, it really does. Mm. Because you might ask yourself, well, sure, what's the point of a cloakroom if they can't keep my coat safe? But the reality is the sign absolves them of all responsibility, because what they have done under the law is they've told you unambiguously about the terms and conditions of the contract. And you, as the consumer, have accepted those terms and conditions. Because you have to remember, a cloakroom is not like a bank or any kind of regulated institution that there are laws governing. There's no laws governing a cloakroom in the same way that there's no laws governing a car park. So a car park owner can say, we accept no responsibility for lost or damaged or stolen cars. And they are entirely legally entitled to say that. Mm. So a cloakroom has, if they give you the advance warning that they don't accept responsibility for the coat and the coat gets thieved, you have absolutely no comeback. Now, you might say, OK, well, I didn't see the sign or there was no sign visible. And in that instance, you could say, OK, well, maybe I'll go to the small claims court. But the reality is almost every judge in the land will rule in favour of the hotel because they would say you could say, OK, well, it's their responsibility to look after my coat. But they'll say, well, you know what? That's not our legal responsibility. What we said was we would mind your coat and we would keep it as safe as we possibly could. But we're not obliged to protect it in all circumstances. And what's probably happened in this instance, and it happens all of the time, is that somebody else has mistakenly taken the coat. It's not, very rarely would you see somebody stealing a coat from a cloakroom after a dance, I would imagine. It's not the kind of thing that happens. So it's probably a mistake. And I would urge this particular listener to keep the hotel on side, rather than antagonising them by demanding certain rights that you don't actually have.
Right.
You keep the hotel on site and hopefully at some point in the days and weeks ahead, somebody will drop the coat back in after they realise that it wasn't in fact their coat. Although I have to say, given the weather on Saturday, I can't believe anyone went to a dance anywhere in the country with a coat.
It was probably silk.
Well, it definitely wasn't a wool jacket anyway. I think we can all
say that. I'm a little bit horrified that cloakrooms in hotels don't have responsibility for the coats that they mind for you.
Because
I could go and, at the end of the night, I could make it my business to spot a very nice coat and spot the person coming in, know that it's my size, and then go, yeah, that one over there, the leather one, yeah. The one that's worth about 1,000 euros. That one, yeah, that's mine. Thank you very much.
Do you know what, Ray?
Where's your ticket? No, I misplaced my ticket. What?
That would make a fantastic story for the tabloid newspapers if Ray Darcy was caught stealing somebody's coat from a hotel. And you're right.
No.
The reality is that you could do it and people could do it.
Yeah.
And they would probably get away with it. But I think, generally speaking, people are good.
Okay.
And people don't do that.
Right.
But the thing is, the hotel is not saying they're offering proper security for this stuff.
No.
And if somebody wants to break the rules and if somebody wants to say, you see that leather coat there, I fancy that, you've got no comeback at all. And that's just the way of it.
Just for the record, I wouldn't wear a leather coat. I had one years ago and it never saw light of day. Do you know when you're going through that phase in your life where you go, yeah, I'm a leather coat man, and you buy it and you bring it home?
I'm just going to say to you, Ray, you've got to be very careful here. I've owned quite a few leather coats from about 19 on. Now, I don't have one now, but I had a few in my 20s and I always thought I looked pretty good in them.
Well, there you go. I did when I looked in the mirror, but as I say, never got outside the front door. Okay, so that's important information now for our listeners, that there is that sign and the hotel who runs the cloakroom is not responsible. So there.
Exactly.
Right, Connor, I purchased an item from a seller from outside the EU on eBay. According to eBay, VAT is added to prices based on delivery address. No additional customs charges will apply. Yet I separately received a demand from OnPost to pay VAT before they will deliver. It's a small value item and no other duties or taxes were applied. Am I being asked to pay VAT on the double? And is there a way of avoiding this?
It's very possible that they are, because under the rules, there is no limit. There's no ceiling below which you don't have to pay VAT. So VAT is applicable on everything, right? But under the eBay rules, if a product is valued at less than 150 euro, they say that the VAT is included in the price that you, the consumer in the Republic of Ireland, would pay for it. Okay, so it might be. Now, this person didn't specify if the cost of the item was over or under 150, but they said it was a low value item, so we'll assume it was under 150 euro. However, the rules that OnPost enforce depend on the person who's sending the product into the Republic of Ireland putting the correct information on the envelope. And it ultimately comes down to that, because OnPost are entirely agnostic as to who they charge taxes to.
Yes.
And OnPost, like some other delivery companies, has a role in applying the taxes to products that are being brought in from outside of the European Union. So their machines, and indeed maybe their individuals, will have looked at the envelope and said, that's liable for VAT and the VAT hasn't been paid. So they're just not going to give you back. They're not going to send you the product until you pay whatever it is.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what this person needs to do is they'll probably need to cough up, and I would imagine it's not going to be a huge amount. It'll be 23% of the total. So, you know,
and it's a low value item.
And it's a low value item. So it's 50 euro. They might have to pay 11 euros in VAT or whatever it might be. They pay that, and then they need to contact the eBay seller and say, I have now paid the VAT twice and I want you to reimburse me. But they can't really expect OnPost to,
yes, to waive
relinquish
it.
The yes, product and waive the charges, because then OnPost would get into trouble with revenue.
Yeah.
So ultimately, this is something that will probably end up being torturous. And it's a good salutary reminder of the dangers sometimes of buying from outside of the European Union, because sometimes these products can seem attractively cheap and you go, oh, I'll buy that. And then you're hit with the taxes and charges, which can really significantly increase the price, or you're given this headache of trying to chase a tenner. And a lot of people will just say, do you know what, I'll just pay the extra tax and I'll forget all about it.
Your advice is to pay OnPost and then get back onto the original seller and ask them to reimburse you.
It's the only way. Okay. It's the only advice I can give, really.
Pricewatch at rte.ie. Connor, thanks so much.
Thanks,
that's Price Watch there. Connor Pope.